I have walked more people to the edge of life than I can count. That may sound dramatic, but it is true. And if you had stood at the same threshold as often as I have, you would know what I mean when I say, dying is not the end of the story. I am not a doctor, and I am not a priest. I am a hospice nurse. I have worked in end-of-life care for over 20 years, and in that time, I have sat at the bedsides of hundreds of people during their final hours. I have held hands, wiped brows, whispered prayers, and watched for a breath that never came again. I have been there for the goodbyes, and sometimes for the absences too. Death, in all its finality, has become a familiar part of my life. But the stories in this book are not about endings. They are about what happens just before. Some call it a death reach, those moments when a patient reaches out to someone the bystander cannot see. They speak to mothers long buried, smile at spouses lost decades before, call out to beloved dogs, or simply lift their hands with a peace that feels borrowed from somewhere beyond. It happens too often to be dismissed, too consistently to be coincidence. I have seen it in believers and skeptics, in children and elders, in the deeply religious and those who had long since let go of faith. Each time, it stirs something inside of me. I did not set out to write a book. These stories found their way to me slowly. Some are from my own patients. Others were shared in empathetic conversations over break room coffee or tearful car rides home with colleagues. We all had the same look in our eyes when we spoke of them, that blend of wonder, humility, and grace. I began writing them down because I could not forget them. Over time, they became more than notes. They became threads in a larger picture I am still learning to recognize. You will not find medical charts here. You will not find theories or arguments. You will find Evelyn, who smiled at her mother on her birthday, 80 years too late for that to make sense. You will meet a boy who saw his sister holding a teddy bear, though she had died the summer before. You will read of hands reaching upward, eyes lighting up after a long darkness. There is sorrow, of course, but far more often there is awe and peace. What each of these moments means, I cannot tell you. I am not trying to prove anything. I only want to share what I have seen, what we have seen. My fellow caregivers and I, across all those long night shifts and gentle vigils, collected something too beautiful to keep to ourselves. If you have ever sat by a dying loved one and felt that something unseen was happening, something beyond your reach, these stories are for you. If you fear death, these are for you too. Not because they erase the pain or the mystery, but because they remind us that perhaps beyond the door, at the end, is not an abyss. And maybe, just maybe, we are not alone when we walk through it. Penny Terrell, May 2025.